Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak with one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Are you going to ask any financial questions? Because I'm not going to answer anything financial about my personal life.
No, this is about the, like I say, it's about hurricane threats and damage reduction, ma'am, in the house.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and is your home a single family home or a detached or a townhome, apartment or condominium
single.
Or manufactured? Okay,
single family home.
Okay. Okay, and do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1955.
55, okay. And have any upgrade modification had been, made to the property?
Everything.
Roofing upgrades?
Yes.
Impact windows, drainage upgrades?
Yep, everything's brand new.
Okay, all right. Okay, ma'am, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
My entire life, 60 years.
60 years, okay.
60.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4 hurricane, or 5 hurricanes?
Five.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you please tell me the name of the year of the hurricane? The category
Hurricane. Hurricane Andrew.
Andrew, okay. Andrew. Right, ma'am, and have you any adults in your household lived in, in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not vulnerable at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat vulnerable, okay. And if a serious hurricane threaten your home, how would you prepare?
Well, I mean, I'd have shutters. I clean up my yard. I mean, what else am I supposed to do? I hang on for dear life.
Okay, well, buy, like, supplies and equipment, evacuate, call.
I have a house generator.
Okay, okay. So all that, right? You would evacuate or call the insurance company, all that?
Well, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
I would hope I don't have no damage.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Would that be when a hurricane watches issue, like, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours? Or when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within few hours?
My house is prepared, and it will be secure within a couple hours.
Okay. Okay, considering yourself, and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have, all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please select your top three sources of information. Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or like a print media, friends and family, or social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
No, I'm usually TV and radio.
TV and radio, okay. Okay, PBN Radio, what about any family, friends and family?
I don't have a, they don't live like here near me, so I know more about hurricanes than they do.
Okay, what about internet sources other than social media?
I might Google and look up where it's
okay.
at and where it's going.
Okay, all right, that'd be all right, now on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
5, okay. All right, then have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of the housing, loss of income or unemployment, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, cost of child care, cost of insurance, transportation costs, or
all
of the above.
Can
or
I
all
pick
of it.
All okay. of them?
Yes, yes, you can pick all you want. So all of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I'm in evacuation zone, not a flood zone.
Okay, so just evacuation zone. Okay. All right. And what is the letter designated for evacuation zone?
I believe I'm a C.
C, okay. All right, ma'am, and when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or a Category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
I have never evacuated.
So probably never,
probably
right?
Probably never. Probably never.
Okay. All right, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Would that be to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, or as far as possible to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
I probably will not leave.
Okay, would not leave. All right, ma'am, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two,
okay. And, what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
Okay, so don't know. Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, and how confident are you that you could come up with, like a 2000 for unexpected hurricane damage?
I have to go. You're asking a lot of questions, so I'm sorry.
Thank you.